This is Final Draft on 2SER 107.3. And as we're kicking things off today, I have actually got a special guest on the line. Hello, Curly Wadeo. How are you today?
Wadeo, thank you so much for having me on. And it's so lovely to hear you greet me back in Gunungurra language. I think from our last yarn, I love that you've been practicing.
Thank you so much. And I think some people will remember the last time we had a bit of a chat. But look, can you just let people know who you are and a little bit about the campaign that I've given you a call for today?
Yeah, well, hi, I'm Curly Saunders. I'm a proud Gunai woman currently living on Barawal land. And I'm a children's author, a poet, and an artist, and a teacher. And I've created Read Generate, which puts stories written by First Nations people in the hands of children in fire and flood affected communities.
This came across my socials and kind of spurred me to get online, make a donation, but also to reach out to you, because the thing that really occurred to me was, you know, it's 18 months on from those absolutely devastating fires that affected the entire country. You know, 33 people lost their lives. It burned over 17 million hectares of land, but also so much has been happening since. You know, there's been a pandemic, there's been floods, there's a mouse plague. It can seem kind of like that is a thing in the past, but this is something that, you know, communities are reeling from the impact. The rebuilding effort is a long-term affair. Can you tell us a little bit, though, about how these fires have had particular impact on First Nations communities?
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree. And it's such a, you know, a heartbreaking experience to watch communities go through this rebuild process and have to remain resilient on top of everything else that has happened in the last year. I'm sure everybody has experienced something big during 2020-21. And I guess for me, you know, Yuin country, Biripi country, Gunungurra country, Gunai country, all places that either myself, my grandparents, or my mum were born and raised upon. And so these are countries that are close to my family. And of course, you know, so many other First Nations lands have been affected in these fires and so many communities. But I suppose personally I felt, yeah, I've watched these rebuilding efforts and I've seen our land desecrated and I've taken the time to go and, you know, lay down food for animals in those fire affected communities and support in regenerating land and being there with our community as they continue to stick through it. And I just wanted to be able to offer anything. And I was up in the New South Wales Department of Education's Phoenix Conference, which was a conference they created for teachers in and leaders in fire and flood affected communities. And I met some incredible, dedicated spirits who were doing so much for families and children. And I just wanted to be able to do something. And I said, you know, what can I offer? They said, anything, girls, anything helps. And I said, how about books? You know, kids can't be what they can't see. Let's put black hands in these communities, especially where, you know, one quarter of our communities, of First Nations communities, exist on these lands that have been affected by fire and flood. So, offering that kind of solidarity through story was my little action. And I know it's Reconciliation Week this week. We're all taking little actions which culminate into bigger things. So regenerate, yeah.
And there is obviously going to be so much need in communities, and stories are so incredibly important. I mean, I think back to reading Bindi and all the things you taught me about sort of parts of the community that I live in or near, and also the way, you know, fire can impact community. How important is it for young First Nations kids to have stories like Bindi, like so many of the incredible stories? I mean, Margabala is a partner with this campaign. The stories that Margabala are publishing, having those stories that reflect their experiences and show them characters like themselves.
Oh, I think, you know, tremendously important. I was raised without stories like these being published in the public sphere. And I think stories of solidarity, stories that offer an experience where you can be seen, heard, or understood as a young First Nations person, allow you to feel confident in your identity and to, you know, make bold choices and to do wonderful things in the world. And I love being able to offer stories that hopefully can do that. And Magabala are doing such an incredible job in publishing these kinds of stories for young people and adults alike. So I'm really excited that they're partnering. And I just can't wait to send, you know, this $10,000 worth of books off to all of these different communities. And thankfully they're going to be organizing all the packing and sending. And hopefully our young people will have books with them really soon. We're $2,500 off our goal at the moment, so it's not very far. And I'm encouraging lots of people to jump on board and donate or share, you know, and get involved with the campaign.
Let's absolutely get there. I mean, me personally, I wanna send out the vibes that, you know, 2,500, but you know, it can keep ticking over if people kind of get there and it's like, oh, we've already hit the 10. Chuck in on top. before we get to those links, so I do also, I just want to send you huge props and love. Bindi has been absolutely killing it since we last spoke. I see you've got an Australian Book Industry Awards long listed for the Australian Book Designer Awards, Children's Book Council notable. Huge congratulations on how well this book's doing. I would say to any parent out there, go and check out this book for your kids. It's incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, support your local booksellers. They did such an amazing job, you know, this last year to keep us all afloat. And yeah, I really appreciate it. It's wild seeing Bindi out in the world living its own, you know, on its own legs. I'm currently writing the sequel, so open to any 11-year-olds who want to share insights about caring for the country. And yeah, great. Thank you so much for the little shout out for Bindi. I really appreciate it.
It's been a much loved book in the final draft library this year, but of course we're going to put all these details up on the socials, but can you just let people know where they will find out about Regenerate and where they can go to donate?
Yeah, so I've been mostly using my social media handle on Instagram, so curly.saunders, to share this campaign, and the link is in my bio there. But it's a GoFundMe, which means you can just click on the link and donate any amount that feels right for you. So that's a GoFund.me/1F64549D. And thank you so much for putting that up online. And then just share it wildly on Facebook. You know, a few other local media organizations have also shared the link. And I'm so grateful to you today for your time and for this sharing. And thank you for championing Black books being available to children in fire and flood affected communities.
It is an absolute pleasure. Of course, I'm going to link all of that up on the socials. But a little pro tip, everyone out there, you can also find out information at curlysaunders.com, and you will get to check out just a little bit more of the incredible creative work that Curly does. Like that's where I went to first, and it's just a little pleasure for the eyeballs as well as doing good things. Curly, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, didjerigurani nifunagamagulu is me. Thank you. We'll yarn soon, hey?
Absolutely.